Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The impact of this week's cold front brings a cold and cloudy start to our weekend. Very cold over parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo with isolated showers and rain. Morning fog patches over the eastern parts of the northwest. Pretoria today 21, Joburg and Rustenburg 19, Mbombela 13, Emalahleni and Polokwane 16 degrees.
In Kloofendal, there's now been an accident on Wilgeroot eastbound at Topaz Avenue that's causing queuing traffic.
Four suspects have been shot and killed by police in the Western Cape. Another four suspects were wounded and they are in hospital. National police say the eight suspects were stopped this morning while allegedly on their way to commit a mass shooting. And in America, a crash left boxes of chips scattered across a highway in downtown Los Angeles. Social media users immediately remembered the hit 1970s TV series Chips that played off in LA, followed the lives and adventures of two motorbike police officers. In real life, it took hours to remove all the chips from the highway. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 8.
Your sports news now brought to you by Mr. D. Score Matchday Munchies deals on the Mr. D app for uninterrupted game time.
You know the drill. The forwards are crushing it. The sixes are flying. The F1 drivers have the need for speed. Then you get the need for feed. Get Mr. D's Matchday Munchies deals. Use the Mr. D app for 30 Rand off when you add a 1.5 litre Coke to a meaty or chicken cram decker at Debonair's Pizza using code CRAM30 at checkout. Valid now until the 5th of September. One use per customer while stocks last. T's and C's apply. Mr. D. The D is for done.
Well, we're looking forward to quite a weekend. But before we focus in on the good news, the bad news for particularly fans of Carlos Alcaraz is that he's been knocked out of the US Open by Dutch world number 74, Botic van der Zandschulp. It was a massive second round upset early this morning. He lost 6-1, 7-5, 6-4. The other big name to fall in the men's draw, Urbert Urkas, who lost in straight sets to Australia's Jordan Thompson. In the women's draw, Naomi Osaka going down to Carolina Mutkova, while Iga Swiatek is through to the third round after a straight sets victory over Ina Sabarara of Japan. Percy Tau has been excluded from the final Bafana Bafana squad for the AFCON qualifiers against Uganda and South Sudan. Also missing out is skipper Ronwin Williams due to injury. Bafana hosts Uganda on the 6th of September at the Orlando Stadium. It's at 6 o'clock before they travel to Juba to take on South Sudan on the 10th of September. Cristiano Ronaldo is the all-time leading goal scorer in the UEFA Champions League and was honoured last night with a special award from the UEFA president in recognition of his remarkable legacy in the world's most prestigious competition. He played for Sporting in Portugal, for Manchester United, Real Madrid, in Juventus, and scored 140 Champions League goals in 183 appearances. There is some Curry Cup rugby to look forward to. Round 9 this weekend. Top of the table tussle between the Vodacom Bulls and the Lions this afternoon. That Jukskai Derby kicks off at 5:15. It's midstream at 3 o'clock today in Kimberley. Khikwas take on Cheetahs. It's almost semi-final time. And of course, all eyes on Ellis Park for the big match of the weekend. And in honor of our Friday Live guest today, I suppose, we could always party with him to celebrate the box. I make it liquor for the boca. Ba, boca. We play rugby, not soccer. Ba, boca. Yeah. We should play that opposite the haka.
Yeah, all black they do the haka.
Yeah.
The loafy walks
Lofi
on.
Loafy comes on.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Hey, volgende.
Turn your radio up.
Yeah.
How's it? Welcome to your Friday.
It's time for some fun. You're with your morning family.
Why is Friday my day? Here comes Friday my dag. Let us begin with
Breakfast with Martin Bester.